Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sooner City. What's up? I'm your boy, Chad.
Father Time.
From the
dinner to the movie. Hop in a jacuzzi, bring your body to me. Oh, you and me, cheating in the club with the video models, plus the bottles, yeah, a lot of that. Tonight I could care less about where the party at. Lot of numbers in my phone, but you the one I'ma holler at. Numbers need to change like I'm money. Be my girl, the bunny, won't you holler back? Not only your body, that face could grace any cover, word to mother. Ain't nobody like you, I'm thinking I should fight you. She looking like who? I'm looking like you. She say I'm a player, you just want me for the night, boo. Well, that might be true, but I like you. Then she smile, boy, you wild, I'ma fight you. Rockabye, baby, when the beat drop. Don't let your friends know that we're about to creep off. They gon' be haters, tell us see you later. I just want us to be alone, so let's take it back to the crib. Give you something you can feel. From the dinner to the movie. Hop in the jacuzzi, bring your body to me. Let me get you in the zone. I'ma turn your body on. From the dinner to the movie. Hop in the jacuzzi, bring your body to me.
Now I've been chilling in this club for a while, but these hood chasing scallywag dudes ain't my style. So I'm thinking I'ma take it home, call it a night.
When I look over to the left and see something I like,
he's running sexy now, even cut them braids, cut right to the chase. Looked me in my face, said all I really want is you, and I'm warning him to give me something I can feel. So let's chill,
let's take it back to the crib. From the dinner to the movie, hop in the jacuzzi, bring your body to me. Let me get you in the zone.
Get me in the zone.
I'ma turn your body on.
My body on.
From the dinner to the movie, hop in the jacuzzi, bring your body to me.
And time and time again you told me, here's where I ought to be. Instead of clubbing, trying to find what's really good for me. Oh. I'm cool with just being with you. You
let you take it back to the crib. Give you something you can feel.
Something I can feel.
From the dinner to the movie.
Hop in the jacuzzi. Bring your body to me.
Let me get you in the zone.
Yo, we back. So what's happening? Oh, what's up, Janae, baby?
Nothing much. How are you guys?
Oh man, we chilling today. Well, check this out. I wanna since I got a female on the phone, since you one of our very first, might I add our faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Who the freakiest by nature, men or women?
Who is the freakiest by nature?
Yeah.
Men.
Really? There you go.
Huh?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I think.
But I, just out of curiosity, I totally agree with you, but out of curiosity, why do you say it?
I don't know. Women sometimes, you know, you have to push them into doing things sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes they don't do it just because they want to do it. They just not naturally that way.
Why?
I just don't, you know.
And why is that? I mean, why are women like that? Because it's like, I mean, all you got to do is just, like, pretty much give us a freaky scenario, and we there. We don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We end up as we there. But the woman is like, I mean,
sometimes I feel like
they
concerned about what other people think of them or something.
But it's just, if it's just me and you, I mean, who gives a damn?
And then some people not raised like that. You know, they might have grown up to think, you know, in church and, you know, think certain things are wrong and we're not supposed to do these things. And I don't know. I think all that plays a part.
Okay. I mean, tell me, what about you? What you think?
I think women are the freakiest, man. But I'm gonna make a little quick pit stop right quick, man. I'll answer that in a minute.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get back on my girl. Well, did I say I'm gonna get back on you? I didn't mean it like that, but I'm just saying. I mean, we're gonna be nice tonight. We're gonna be nice. I mean, we can get bad if you want to get bad, but you know, it's strictly on you. But now, okay. Man, because I asked that question because, you know, I hear a lot of women saying that men, well, women mature more than men. Well, they mature quicker than men, might I say. They mature quicker than men. But it's like, I just truly believe a man is way more freakier. But now, as usual, we got the infamous butter.
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Butter candy? What's that about?
Oh, I got a friend online with me.
Okay.
Her name is Candy.
What's up, Candy? How you doing, baby?
I'm not sure if she's on the phone right now. She said hold on, but she'll be on in a minute.
Okay.
So what's good, boo? What's good?
Oh, everything over here, baby. Now, check this out. We got a question going on. We
okay.
Asked who the freak is by nature, men or women?
Women.
Okay. Say women, huh?
Yeah.
Please elaborate. Let me know why you think a woman is more freakier than a man.
Oh, man, because, how should I break it down? I don't know. It's just... That's what it is. We're more open.
I disagree.
I know you would.
I mean, come on now. You got to realize we would do anything.
Yeah.
Y'all, we got to coach y'all into doing it. I mean, y'all got. I mean, you know what? And I'm gonna say this, and I know. I'll probably catch a lot of flack from it. And I know it's going to come back to bite me in the ass, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
When it comes down to sex, we ain't got no morals. I know somewhere
that doesn't
down the line
mean
stuff,
that you're freakier, though. That just means you
come
don't
on,
have
man.
Any morals.
That means I don't give a damn. That means I'm going to do whatever it is I want to do, whatever it is I think I want to do.
That doesn't mean that you're freakier.
Yeah. Man, I mean, think about it. There's nothing that a man won't do. I mean,
Yes, it is. We had a conversation about this yesterday. You wouldn't have sex with another man in a bedroom, would you?
Oh, now, come on. Now, let's be realistic. let's just talk sexual. Now, I mean, now you talking abnormal. I mean,
no, I'm not.
Shit. I mean, you know what? Now, let me ask this. I'm going to ask this. Hey, Sean, I see you right here, baby. I ain't forgot about you. But I'm going to ask you, too. Sean, I'm going to ask you first. How you doing, baby?
I'm all right.
Okay. Now, y'all always holler about this man-on-man action. But really, do you really want to see that?
It's not man on man. It's just another man in the room.
No, I don't have no problem with another man in the room. I mean, I'm secure with my manhood. I know. I mean, shit. And I feel like I am doing. I damn still got a package on me, so I ain't worried about this man.
Okay.
So I mean, my thing is, I'm not worried about the man in the room. I mean, it all depends on the situation at hand, but still. I mean, come on, y'all always hollering. The first thing y'all come out y'all mouth is this, well, a man-on-man thing. Do you really want to see that? I mean, seriously, this your dude. Now, Sean, I'm going to ask you. This your dude, friend or whatever, homie, lover, friend, whatever he is to you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He come in and say, I got a surprise for you. He bring another guy in. But now, this guy start nailing him, or he start nailing that guy. Do you really want to see that?
I don't want to see that. I just want two men to freak out.
See, there you go. You didn't jot that down. There you go. You didn't skip out of turn. The butter and candy.
I'm sorry.
I'm letting Sean in. Sean, do you really want to see that?
Hell no, I don't want to see that shit. The thought is disgusting.
Exactly. Now, I know y'all try to play that card all the time. Well, what about a man on man? Hey, motherfucker, you don't want to see that. You'd rather see a woman on woman than a man on man. Even a woman would rather see a woman on woman than a man on man. Well, you know what I'm not going to say? I'm going to ask everybody before that. Janine.
Yes.
I mean, would you really want to see a man on man?
No, I don't want to see it. I have seen it, but I didn't want to.
That'd be a wild ass sight.
Yeah, that was a little crazy.
I mean, think about it. I mean, seriously, let me ask. Could you really? I mean, could you even fuck with that guy afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hit a man?
Mm-mm.
So now what we going to do, since we all in agreement. Wait a minute, hold on. Is Candy still here? I want to give everybody a fair turn on this.
Candy? I don't know if she's here or she's just not wanting to respond.
Okay, well, I mean, I say we unanimously agree that don't nobody want to see that, right?
Right.
Nobody want to see that.
Correct.
Right? So now, as of today, we're asking that off of Sin City. We don't want to hear that man-on-man shit on Sin City, all right?
But the thing is, I never said nothing about man-on-man. I said another man in the room. That means both of them are freaking me. Both of them
okay,
are freaking
so,
me
so,
in one
so
way or another.
I mean, because I'm, let me just put it out there. I had no problem if me, you, and Timer was in the room. I had no problem with that. I mean, if Timer, you got a problem with me being there?
I ain't never had a problem before. Why would I have one there?
Oh, he telling y'all. Can y'all be in the South there like that?
I mean, shoot. The Fair City, baby, we free spirits.
All right.
We just made the name up just for play. We don't be playing over here. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Nah,
I mean, what's the difference?
I mean,
it's just like two dudes with one girl or two girls with one dude. What's the difference? There's another guy in the room and there's another woman in the room. What's the difference? As long as they ain't.
The difference is the woman. When it's two men in the room, the woman is getting the most attention. But when it's two women in the room, the man is getting the most attention.
Now that's not always true. Now I beg to differ, because I've been in a situation where I didn't see the woman just attack. I'm like right there. Hello, hey, I'm right here. Look, it's right here. Still swinging. It's right here. I mean, they went at it. I mean,
wow.
Don't get me wrong, I was totally aroused by it, but hey, I mean, it was like, wow.
Why do it if you don't like women?
I agree. Okay, that's a good question. Well, I've heard a lot of women say, well, I do it just to please my man. Mm. What do y'all think about that?
That's not a good reason.
Not at all.
So if you had to, I mean, if I mean, brother, let me ask you. I'm just mm-hmm. gonna ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna ask you how many times you have, to, but I'm gonna ask. I'm just gonna ask.
Just ask me, baby. Just ask me.
Two men or two women. Which one you prefer? Do you prefer being a woman and a man or two men?
A woman and a man.
Oh, so you need that dick there.
I mean, I can just, you know, me and her can, you know, be just kick it like that for real. But, you know, if it has to be three people, then.
Mm-hmm.
If it has to be three.
Let me ask a question right quick.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure somebody can answer this. What the hell does TTYL mean?
What?
TYL?
TTYL.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I'm politicking right now. Somebody sent me that. I didn't know what the hell it meant.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go ahead. I didn't want to say the wrong thing back to
him. Wait. I got these women talking about threesomes. You want to know what talk to you later means? Man, I don't know if you do that no more, brother.
I'm in the chat room, man. I'm making sure I know what the hell I'm talking about. Penetration somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need him for that.
You
can
know,
still
you know,
get
they got them dildos and everything now.
Yes.
Ain't nothing like the real thing though.
I mean, I agree, but you know, I've done it with just women before.
Mm-hmm.
Any takes?
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Oh, it takes the videos about this?
Huh?
Man, don't everybody get quiet now. Shit.
What? We didn't hear you.
I asked if any tapes or videos out there with the all women action. Somebody said, uh-huh.
It wasn't me.
Kaz would
no.
like to know where are the tapes and videos.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't counseling it out. I can make
it. I know. And I know I might have some. I don't have them, though. I wouldn't know what it
is. I know. That's why I stopped making them, because I never ended up with them in the end, so.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you like this. We here at Sin City, we firmly believe in giving everybody a chance at being a star. So if anybody feel like they want to make a home movie or do anything of the sort, we here at Sin City have no problem. SinCity.spruce.com. I mean, hell, I need y'all to start putting some videos up on there too now. And not that crazy, bitch butter.
What? What?
Not that crazy, bitch.
Okay, I'm going to put her on there.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, next time you put her up on there.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
What are we going to do with that tape?
I got a question. Check this out. Let's say we at the club, we in VIP. We chilling, getting our drink on. and we get horny.
Mm-hmm.
You do it in the club?
Are you mom?
Let me walk away so I can hear you. Cause I'm. Okay. Would I do it in the club? Hey, it depends on how drunk I am. And how deep, how VIP is set up.
Shit, it don't matter how it's set up.
Yeah, dude. Now,
come on, man. You at least got to create some type of atmosphere. You know, okay. I give you the VIP atmosphere. You ever seen, been in the club where they got the, like, the little rooms off with, like, the big couches, like, look like the big day beds or whatever?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Where you got the little curtain right there?
Yes.
What about that setting? Is that a proper setting for you?
Yes, yes.
So what you're telling me is that you come down here, we go up to the club down here on Broadway, where
mm-hmm.
they got those at.
Mm-hmm. And I got on one of those big balloon skirts. Oh, I ain't got to wear no panties.
Wait a minute, stop. Because I'm trying to get Janine there, too, now. Hold on.
Janine already there. What do you mean?
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay. now, hold on. Just for added attraction, just for the fun of it, we can Sean come, too?
Oh, sure.
Sean, you there, too? Sean?
Uh-huh, what you talking
about? Here we go again. Sean always, as y'all notice, every time Sean kills the move with that, going in. Sean does that every week.
I'm trying to talk to y'all and do my homework at the same time.
Damn, Sean was with us, baby. We was almost
What's
done. Zip my damn pants back up, shit. I almost got to that point, y'all. See, y'all almost had me. I done went to Sand City, Dot Spruce. I'm looking at everybody's picture. I'm like, okay, I got sun. I got rain. I got butter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm waiting on candy, but I guess candy ain't coming.
Mm-hmm.
What I missed?
Don't worry about it, Sean. You just go get us some drinks. That's all. Just go get
okay.
Damn, sorry. I was there.
Was you?
Yeah, I was almost there. I mean, I had.
I just ruined your little moment, huh? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had. I mean, I was unzipped and everything.
I'm sorry.
Damn. Let's just get this back.
But what was I talking about? I mean, what was I supposed to do? Maybe I can get you back there again.
Okay, well, just talk to me. What you do to get me back there? Since you know you done messed up. We in a club now. You done messed this whole thing up. Now, what you going to do? Now, we got Janine. We got Butter. And now you done get thrown in the mix now, too.
We on to a team.
Wait.
I think Candy will come.
Candy ain't saying nothing. We don't know nothing about Candy.
How many females is this?
Three. We up to three. We're trying to see how many.
Three females.
We're trying to see. I mean, we can get up to the
hear,
VIP room.
I hear dog.
It ain't my dog.
My bad.
Ah, okay, you said three females and you and me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course I can't leave time out. I gotta bring time with it.
Ah, okay. Yes, I'm gonna...
Fuck it, bring a dog. Shit, he wants that. Bring a dog.
He can be our, you know, guard just in case somebody comes.
Right, have him guard. He the guard.
I don't know, y'all.
I don't know if she's ready for that yet.
Huh?
She don't know if she's ready for that yet.
Wow, because
I mean, three females, shit, I ain't got
to
one. Yeah, I got three. What the hell?
And do you know what these, I mean, listen to who we talking about now. We got Butter and Janine. Yeah. I mean,
right.
Shit. Come on now, girl. Shit.
I don't know, Janine. Your nipple
really
look kind of good on your picture, so.
There you go. There you
all
go.
Right. Okay. Just put Janine in there, all right.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of hurt my feelings, but I'm good. I can feel myself.
Who is that?
Butter.
That's Butter. Oh, Butter, now you know you look good, too. I like the way you
hit your
leg up.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Butter, you can always put that nipple there, too, now.
Right.
Yeah. I see what I can do.
I mean, shit, I love a good nipple.
Mm-hmm. And mine stay hard, so, you know, I see what I can do.
You know what? Y'all talking all that shit, but I'm going to let you know.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I ain't scared of y'all. I'm going to talk shit right back.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right time?
Word up, man. I got your back, y'all.
And you know one thing.
That's how we play as role.
I know that's right.
Check this out, y'all. Let me ask y'all another question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask this. Have you ever had a sexual fantasy about somebody you know you shouldn't be thinking about? I mean, you know, you like, okay, I know that's wrong. I know I shouldn't be thinking about him. But
mm-hmm.
Damn. I just love to fuck him one good time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. We calling out names, Butter?
I ain't going to call out no names, but damn. Yeah, I got a fantasy, boy. I just want to
holler at your boy. Dude.
I just want to, you know, tie him up and give him the business, you know.
Well.
Damn.
Yes. I got a question, though, for real, because this something happened this weekend, and I just want to know why. Can I ask my question?
Go ahead, baby.
I want to know why men... I mean, after they done ate good and got coochie juice all over their face, they want to try to come up and give you a kiss.
Is
you
want to
answer that first?
Kiss you back?
Is yours?
It's mine, but that's what it is. It's mine. I mean, if it was somebody else's, then, hey, that would be sexy, but, you know. No.
I mean, what's more sexy than your own? I mean, think about it. I mean, your own?
It might turn him on, but it ain't turning me on to be sucking down my own coochie juice, no.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I mean, so in other words, you're against if I went down on you and I came up and I kissed, you're against giving me a kiss.
I kiss you, but I just don't understand why you would want to do that. Wipe your mouth off first or something.
Shit, you do it. With your tongue. I mean, these whole juices, this come from you.
And they so sweet. They sweet and creamy like butter. Yes, I know. But
okay, so what's the problem?
I would prefer... Okay, like, I could say, like, if I gave him head and I got nut all in my mouth, all around my mouth and all of that, and he got my coochie juices, that's different. But if I ain't gave him no head, my mouth is, you know, it kind of throws me off a little bit.
You know what, now, let's see. As far as... Now, I know y'all finna say, okay, I'm double standard. Nah. If you got nothing in your mouth, no, I don't want to kiss you.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But now, I mean, come on, but now it's kind of different with y'all, ain't it?
That's your nut. What's wrong with that?
But that goes inside of you.
Oh my goodness. That's selfish. That sounds like you selfish. You can put my coochie juice back in my mouth, but I can't put your nut back in yours.
No, you cannot. Once again, that goes back to what I said earlier. Do you really want to see that?
I mean, shit.
Do you really want to see?
Do I really want to see my coochie juice going back in my mouth? No, I don't.
Okay. Now let's call a spade a spade. Do you really, honestly, now, do you really, really want to see nut in my mouth?
I mean,
okay. Now we can go down the line. Now hold on.
Okay.
We know what you gonna say. But now, Janine, do you really want to see nut in my mouth?
No, I don't.
Okay, shine, babe.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to see nothing. You don't want to see
sexy. That. It's not sexy.
Not at all.
But it's sexy to see coochie juice, my coochie juice in my mouth.
That ain't either.
Thank you.
But wait a minute. Here's where you lost me at, butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sexy to see your own, but you willing to have another woman's in your mouth other than your own?
Mm-hmm. Because that means that I made her cream. I made that happen.
Well, you know, I'm
and I'm turning you on at the same time.
The
I'm turning you on at the same time, so that excites me. But it don't excite me to have my own coochie juice in my mouth. No.
Okay, well, now, I hear you. I'm gonna ask the panel. Janine, what you think about that?
Well, I can lick my own pussy juices. I don't have a problem with that.
I mean, you already doing it when you're licking your fingers and playing with your shit and putting it in your mouth and all
of
that.
You
already doing
it. Just like after he go in. And he might come out, and I might start sucking his dick. It had been all in my pussy. I'm still, you know, licking out on my pussy juices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and see, that's a totally different thing, though, to me.
I guess because
I bust all over his face, and he got this beard and everything. So I guess that was just too much for me.
Okay, now I asked the question earlier, but I didn't get a chance to hit everybody with it. All right, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that sexual fantasy that you know you shouldn't be doing?
What's my fantasy that I know I shouldn't be doing?
You ever had a sexual fantasy or dreamed about somebody you know you shouldn't be dreaming about?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Who?
Definitely. Who?
I mean, you ain't got to say no name. Was it like a sister's boyfriend or?
Oh, hell no. Not none of her.
Damn.
No, it was a friend.
A friend's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did you act on your impulses?
Hell no, but boy, I was so tempted.
Well, okay, but.
Ain't never too late.
That's the truth, though. It ain't never.
I know. I mean, boy, and I'm like, because she always be telling, like, the stories about him. You better quit telling me them stories, girl.
I know, right?
Right.
Okay, so now, do you ever find yourself, like, flirting with him or, like, you know
he, like, be flirting with me, like, he be telling her stuff, like, dang, she always trying to always get her nails done. Why you don't get yours done? Or he'll be like, dang, I like the way she got her hair. Why don't you try to do yours like that?
Wow.
Get his ass whooped. That's what he got.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
You ain't telling a woman that. I know that much. You not tell your woman no shit like that.
Mm-mm.
Well, he do. I mean, but he don't be saying it like harsh or nothing. I mean, but he say it.
The fact that he's saying it.
Exactly. Right. That's true. But I still fantasize about him through all that.
I mean, you know, freak you. You're trying, trying over there trying to fuck up damn girl's man.
No way.
Don't make her try to make her feel bad.
Look, we ain't in the same place. I could do him and come back home.
Boy, I tell you.
But I ain't going to do that. I ain't even like it.
Yes,
you are.
Stop
lying. For right now, I ain't. I mean, who's to say I see him in the grocery store without her?
Well, I mean, do you really, I'm seriously though, do you be like doing little things? Because, I mean, like bending over in front of them.
Nah, but my shirts, you know, I got some, my titties big as hell. So, I mean, they always out and his eyes be focused. So I probably do like a little extra, you know, bending over just so he can see him.
Tease him a little bit.
Yeah.
Now,
see if you can make his dick hard while you sitting in the room.
Right.
Sean, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Does your girl notice these little things you're doing?
Hell no. All that needs to be known is that I wouldn't do it though. That's why I
thought
I'm fantasized. That's why I fantasized, because I ain't finna tell her ass.
What about you, Jermaine?
Y'all, don't talk about me. It's my cousin.
You got a cousin
twice removed.
No, he is our first cousin.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Good.
Wow.
I would never do it, though. Never, ever.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought I'd hear that one come out of Jermaine's mouth. No, I didn't.
But I did. I had him sleep with my friend so she could tell me how it was. So that could further get my fantasy to go.
I know that's right, boo. I know that's right.
Okay, let me put this disclaimer out here. We here at Dream City. Do not condone incest on no type of way.
These are just fantasies.
It's just a fantasy.
I feel you.
Tommy, you hear that shit?
I heard it, man. I'm at a loss of words, man.
Well, it ain't just me, because all the family see it. The whole family see it, because they call us kissing cousins.
Well, like saying the first cousin.
So he looks at me like that, too, so it's not just me. But we would never do that, never.
I know a girl who did the kissing cousin thing, and she had twins by her first cousin.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes, they got a set of twins, and they still together. They are still together.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Are the kids handicapped in any kind of way?
No, they act kind of like a little slow, but they get good grades and everything, but they are first cousins, so that's they mama and that's their cousin.
After their
parents whoop their ass, they should have told.
And you will respect my authority.
Wow.
When we was little, she used to try to act like we were stupid and stuff. You know what I mean? Because we used to like come outside and we used to see we knew it was her first cousin, but we always see the van rocking and shit. So why?
Oh my goodness.
What the hell they doing? You know how kids be curious, and one day my sister walked up there and she saw them. They was doing it.
Oh, my God.
Sean, baby.
What?
You on Sin City. You can say they was fostering.
I ain't never been to say Sin City. Because the thought of it, two first cousins,
because you don't want to say that, you got to say it. Say it.
They
don't know.
Doing it.
Doing it. I can't even say it.
They was doing the oochie-coochie, my friend.
That's exactly what they was doing.
Oh, my God.
No, they
I
had
was never
kids.
I'm like,
John,
dang,
they
is that what we're supposed to be doing?
Wow.
Never been saying since then.
Wow.
Yes, and they got twins, y'all, a set of twins.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I have like a third or fourth cousin I think is fine, but I would never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all women are crazy.
And they just told, the twins just turned 10, and the twins was like kind of suspect, but now they know. So they like.
Oh my God, that's gonna mess them up for the rest of their life.
They are messed up by it. They finally went ahead and told them.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of my children, I would have walked away from that.
Right.
I would have been like, look, I lusted after you, but my kids come first.
Right.
Sorry.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Not in their
okay.
Motherfucker said, okay, you pulled a dick out, I'm finna accept the truth. You know how that went. I mean, shit. He pulled it out, hey. She say, fuck. She ain't, man. That's fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I said.
That nigga must have had a dick like a pole.
Wow.
I don't know. They say the ones with them Jerry curls got that, must got something, because you showed
wow.
up.
Hold on now. Hold on. We here at Sin City, we don't have curls.
Well, he does. He still got it.
Oh, my God. He still got it.
He still got it.
This is definitely a Wild Out Wednesday.
I don't want to see it.
I should take a picture of her and put her up on the page, y'all.
Oh, my God.
We're going to see her off.
Just throw up on the page. So every time y'all see her, I'll be like, trifling ass bitch. You know, what's y'all talking about?
Wow.
Why the fuck is she calling me that?
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
she ain't got no shame, huh?
Hey, she ain't got no shame. They live together still, the twins, her and her first cousin.
Okay, so did the family disown her after this?
You know what? They knew all along, too, because I'm like, if we were young and we knew, I know they knew, but they didn't know. He was married. His wife found out and left him, and she moved in.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. Him and his wife had kids together, been together. They was together for years. And finally, she had suspected it because she had came to him about it before, but he denied it. And then she finally found out, and she left him. She went crazy over that.
Oh, I would have, too.
Yep.
Surprised he's still breathing after that one, because, oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah, that usually get a nigga fucked up behind some shit like that.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Damn. Tommy, you kind of quiet, man. What's wrong?
That
didn't fuck you up too, huh?
Man, that shit's fucked up, man. How do people let y'all do that shit?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I mean, couldn't somebody, like, if you say the people in the family knew what was going on, why nobody didn't step in and stop it?
Because the family is sick. The family is sick. When she grew up, y'all remember that movie, Carrie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not funny, but she had it happen to her. She got invited to this. It's not funny. She got invited into this abandoned house, and she thought she was going to the dance or whatever. And the boys got her to that house and raped her. And so that fucked her up. Yeah.
So nobody bothered to take her to get her no kind of help or nothing?
No, nothing. And her mama just as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take this out. We gonna go to a song right quick. Everybody let this just simmer down a little bit.
Yeah.
We gonna go to song. I'm gonna dedicate this one to all y'all. All right. That's cool.
Mhm.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all sound like y'all don't want to hear no song. Y'all don't want to hear the song. I gotta dedicate to y'all.
I'm ready.
Put it out.
Gangsta girl. Uh-huh. Bitches. Uh-huh.
I mean, you know what you came in for, right? It's not to be mistaken, right?
Who's fucking you? Who's loving you? Who's taking you out of this club tonight? And have it as all in it club. Who's find you? Who's listening to your dreams? Who's gonna give you all the love that you need? And who's gonna make that body scream like me? Take that P.U.S. and cry. Who's spending that paper on you? Who's taking them shots with you? Who's putting them diamonds around your neck? Who's kissing? Who's licking around your neck? Who's talking that freaky shit to you? Who's doing that kinky shit to you? It ain't no party like an R. Kelly party, cause it's R. Kelly party, I'm a freak somebody. Take that P.U.S. and cry. Take that P.U.S. and cry. Who's popping? Who's popping that champagne? Who's making it rain? Who's texting your phone? Who's waiting for that answer to come home? It ain't no party like a R. Kelly party, cause it's R. Kelly party, I'm a freak somebody. Take that P.U.S. and cry. Make that P.U.S. and cry. Make that P.U.S. and cry. Baby girl, gonna make it cry. Can I make it cry? Can I make it cry? Can I make that P.U.S. and cry? Can I make that P.U.S. and cry? Can I make that P.U.S. and cry? Can I make it cry? Can I make it cry?
I like that song. Yeah, I like that song. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Now tell me y'all don't enjoy that song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Janine, I know you like that song.
Yes, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Make it cry. Cry, make it cry. How many of y'all had somebody make it cry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know I did.
Hello?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe we've all had that.
Awesome feeling.
Let me ask y'all a question. I'm going to give y'all a scenario and tell me what went wrong.
Yeah.
All right, you're chilling with your guy or your girl, right?
Yeah.
Y'all just got through doing what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Everything is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your guy falls asleep. You're not sleepy, right? You ain't sleepy.
Right.
So you get up, you decide to go play the video game. Or, you know, whatever you do in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then your guy gets up mad because you're not laying next to him. And then they storm out of the house, calling you all kind of names. Now, can somebody please, okay, this happened to me. Why did she storm out of the room? Why'd she storm out of the house? Because I wasn't laying next to her. I wasn't sleepy.
Well.
Can I answer that for the ladies?
Please.
Dude, y'all didn't have sex, right?
Right.
And you got up and went to go play a video game?
This was after she fell asleep.
Okay. No,
I stayed in the bed
don't.
Till she went to sleep. I stayed in the bed till
no,
she went to sleep.
No,
I wasn't
on,
sleepy. But so I got up and I went to go play the game.
Don't do that, man.
That's a mistake you made.
Hold on, man. Look, rule number one, man law, man. Man law. I mean, did you want her to leave?
No, I didn't want her to leave.
Well, I mean,
dude,
she got up
like 2 hours later. She took like a little 2 hour power nap, and then she get an attitude because I'm not in the bed. So I don't want to just lay in the bed for 2 fucking hours.
Yo, your ass asleep.
I wasn't sleepy.
Dude, you do not. You just made her think her pussy wasn't shit. You got up and played a video game?
Wow.
Man, I'm telling you, dude. Anyway.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
let
what.
Me hear from the ladies. I want to hear from the ladies.
Are you sure you want to hear from the ladies?
Yep.
Okay.
Who are you? Wait, I'm
a guest. Please, anybody go, please.
Your name's Thomas. Your name, go ahead, baby.
Go ahead, Janine. I heard you huffing.
Yeah, you don't do stuff like that. I mean, it just makes a woman feel like, you know, she didn't do a good enough job because, you know, you didn't go to sleep. You didn't, you know, you wasn't relaxed enough to fall asleep. You know what I'm saying?
She let you know that you, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I mean, she let you know you was good enough to put her to sleep, but you get up and go leave out the room like, okay.
Like that wasn't shit.
That was, okay, that was a good nut. I mean, you could have just went on here and backed off.
Y'all missing the point. She was asleep.
No, she wasn't. Because if you would have laid there, because you weren't asleep, you could have rubbed on or anything and made her wake back up and could have had round two or three.
Right. Caressed her. Kissed on her. Did something. Nothing on her. You don't get your ass
about
no bed and go play the video game.
Who kisses on people?
Huh? You said
you
what?
You talking about
people?
Kiss on her.
Kiss.
Do something. Kiss the bitch. Do something.
You have done that? I want to know who has done that because I want to know how that feels.
What did you kiss on yourself?
I can say that I've pissed on a man's penis and he loved it.
I didn't say piss. I said kiss.
Oh, you didn't
I know,
say
but
this.
She just thought of the question.
I didn't say piss on her. No, baby. I did not say piss on her. I said kiss on her.
Yeah, you should have kissed on her. Do something.
I said kiss on her. Rub her. I pissed on her. She probably would have hauled ass up out of that. She would have been up in that bed spot.
Nah,
but,
I mean,
a man
pissing on a woman.
That's a hell of a golden. That's what we call a golden shower.
You
are totally wrong for that, man. You're totally wrong for that, man.
Man, she was sleep, man. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know what the problem was.
I mean, we telling you what the problem was. She was ready for you to work her up to the second round.
Man, she was sweet. She said that.
Oh, my goodness. She should have told you? Are you serious?
She
should have
told you that, Rod?
Oh, now, baby.
Barbara, big bro, big bro. Let me talk to you, big bro. You just said that a woman should have told you she wanted you to lay down.
Dude, I was already laying down, man. I laid next to the woman for like an hour.
Right.
She was good
at
what
time was it? Wait a minute. Okay, let me
ask you. So if you laid down.
I might swing in your favor. What time was it?
It's like 6 in the morning, dog.
6 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
6 in the morning. You jumped up to play a video game?
Oh, my God. Mm-mm.
No.
I wasn't sleepy.
I mean, it wasn't no afternoon thing, so it wasn't no afternoon, okay, we just lounging around type thing. It's just...
You should have been in the bed sleeping the first place.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sleepy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, then you should have played with her pussy or something. Did something.
Right.
Right. Entertain yourself in that bedroom.
I know.
Turned on the TV or something.
I know.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, ladies, because I know my man didn't just go out like that. She put her clothes back on, right?
Yeah. Of course
she put her clothes back on. No. After y'all finished, she put her clothes back on and then laid back down, right?
No. No. What are you talking about?
So she was laying there naked while she was
playing. You got a woman butt naked, you going to go play a damn video game.
Look at here, man. You already done our do. We did our do for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She fell asleep.
So you couldn't have had round two?
Yeah, we could have.
That's what?
But you rather went and played a video game?
I went to go play the game.
Wow.
Please don't say you played online.
No, I wasn't online.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all talk like I committed to all this thing. I wasn't sleepy, so I went to play a goddamn video game.
Damn near, dude.
Yeah, man, that's fucked up.
Yeah. I'm outdone in the
game.
Like
we just explained to you why she was mad.
And you still don't understand. Oh my goodness.
You didn't like her or something, man? I mean, what was it? She pussy stank or something?
Nah, she was good to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Good to go.
So you busted her nut. You wanted her to leave.
No, I didn't want her to leave. I didn't want her
yeah,
to leave.
Yeah, you did,
because
you got
her to
protect
her. I just wasn't prepared for that reaction.
Well, if you ever get that chance again, the next time you have a woman laying in a bed with you butt naked, you might want to give her 15 minutes to catch her breath. And then if she hasn't started in on you, you start in on her for that second round. You do not get up and leave. If you're not sleepy, do not. And if you feel like you don't want to go for the second round, close your eyes and make yourself go to sleep. That's what you do. That was a very big insult.
Yeah, that was
Now, Butter, back to your pissy for your man.
Yes.
I would like to hear more about that.
Yes, we were like in the bathroom fucking, and you know I was riding and everything. And we took a break, and I told him I had to pee, and he didn't want to stop. So I said, "Well, do you want me to piss on your dick?" And he said, "Yes," and I did, and he loved it. He loved it. He wants me to do it again, huh?
I know it was nice and warm. I wonder
yes,
how that
it was.
Feel.
That's what he said. He said it was warm, and oh my goodness.
You sure you weren't just squirting? You thought you had to piss?
No, because we had stopped and everything, and I don't think I was squirting. No, because I know what it feels like squirting. I was pissing.
I was just asking. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna be peeing on me. Did you pee on me? No. I feel like I'll be like Money Mike, nigga. Did you pee on me?
Yes, I gave him a golden shower, and he enjoyed it very well. Oh, can I ask you men, you two men,
come here.
If, would you let a woman stick her finger in her your ass?
Hell no.
Keep your finger away from my ass.
You know that's where the man's G-spot is at, though, right?
I've heard that before, but you're going to keep your hand from my ass. And that's that.
But we can lick your ass, but we can't put our fingers and nothing near it.
Look here. I'm sorry that's the way it is, but.
Wow.
Some holes aren't meant for penetrating.
But you would
but
you would,
y'all
you would,
penetrate
you would allow somebody to lick it, right?
But y'all like it.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you? I gotta know. Why would you want to do that anyway?
Because that's a man's G spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to experience him at his ultimate level. And that's the ultimate level. That's your G-spot.
Well,
that's why when a man is turned out, he gets turned out, because that's something he's never experienced before.
I'm going to tell you like this. You stick your finger up there, I'm going to break that motherfucker off.
Hit it.
I'm gonna break that son bitch clean the fuck off.
Yeah, you might fuck around and catch the right
problem. Poppy.
I mean, if you did that to a man, would you tell him or would you just do it? You might get knocked the fuck out.
No, I mean,
I did it before, but
I have to. I have to. And honestly, it was he had an attitude with it at first, but he let me
at
do
first,
it anyway.
Yeah.
And
do
when
it
happened,
yeah.
Baby, that was the best feeling he had ever had in his life. He had never experienced it before.
Yeah.
And he begged me not to ever tell nobody, but so I'm not going to
say. Yeah, that's all they do. That's all they do.
Look at them internet radio telling the whole damn world. Yeah.
I'm not saying who it was.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying who it was. I've had sex with more than one person, so I'm not telling on him.
I sure hope he's not a fan of the show, because he's cocking his pistol right now. I can't believe this. I swore this bitch to secrecy.
He good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, they start off tightening their booty cheeks.
Yeah, acting like they can't handle
it
and shit.
Man, y'all crazy than a motherfucker, man. Fuck that. That shit ain't happening to me.
Yeah.
That's
what you're about to say.
There's
some shit that I just won't do, and that's one of them. Ain't nobody sticking nothing in me.
Yeah, right.
All right. You keep your motherfucker fingers to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
well, since y'all talking that, let me ask y'all this. Now, us as a man, we have a tendency, and we do things to y'all, and I admit we do things. We do kind of wild things to y'all, especially like when we having like real wild sex. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's say for instance, we fuck her from the back.
Mm-hmm.
We might slip our thumb in there. I mean, initially, do y'all get upset with us, or do y'all just like, ooh, something new?
I can say that I got upset when it first happened. I didn't appreciate that. I didn't appreciate that.
No, you didn't appreciate it. She said, I didn't appreciate that.
I did. Okay. I was very upset. I was thrown off for the night.
But Jadeen making me laugh. Okay. Not to laugh at you, but Jadeen making me laugh. Well, okay. What made you the most maddest? That he didn't warn you or he just did it?
That wasn't Jadeen that said that.
No, I said Jadeen was making me laugh. I wasn't trying to laugh at you when you said
you didn't appreciate it.
Now, I was asking you, what part it really pissed you off?
The fact that we had already had conversations about him penetrating my ass in the first place, and I told him I wasn't ready for all that. So if I tell you I wasn't ready for all that, what makes you think that I'm ready for you to stick your big ass thumb in my ass?
Well, I mean, he was warming you up.
No, he wasn't warming. Put your tongue down there. That's warming me up.
Well, now, let me ask you a question. Did you make him move it?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Did he put it back in there?
Yes, he did.
I'm about to say you got there last. You say he did. You know what? Hold up. I gotta give you this just for your honesty. I gotta give you that for your honesty. Cause I'm about to say you damn lied. He tried again.
Oh, he tried
it
again.
I know he tried it again.
Yes, he did.
Goodness.
Eventually, he went on and worked it in there, right?
You know what? I just heard the way she moaned, and I really enjoyed that one. Do that again, Jermaine, please. Yeah, girl, I like that. Girl, I like that. Yes, I'm glad I don't have no panties on.
So you can get right to it.
Right to it.
I keep telling y'all, we can set this up. I keep telling y'all that we set it up. City will sponsor this.
I bet.
I got the camcorder. Right. And a whole bunch of tape.
We sponsoring prize fights.
I got another question. What is your favorite toppings?
Toppings?
Yes, like honey, caramel, fruit, whipped cream. What is your favorite topping?
You know what? Now that, give me some fruit and some chocolate. Fruit and chocolate. You probably give me the lick anyway if you put some fruit and chocolate right there.
Oh my!
You gonna set up a buffet?
Hey, you put. I'm telling you, you put some fruit and some chocolate right there. Shit, that was what? What did I just put my tongue in? But it has fruit there. No wonder the banana was just stuck right there, didn't move. Okay.
Anybody else want to answer that question?
I like chocolate and ice.
Chocolate and ice.
Yeah, I heard of that. That's good.
Okay.
What about the ladies? What y'all like to use?
Well, my favorite is caramel. Either caramel or fudge.
That's why me and her just have this connection, because it's like, girl, you reading my mind.
We want to hook y'all two up.
What the hell you think I keep trying to... Man, have you been listening to me? Man, why do you think I keep saying we will sponsor this?
Set up a date. Mm-hmm. What day is good for you, Janine? What day is good for you, brother?
You know, weekend's always best for me.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really don't know right now. You know, so much going on in my life right now. I don't know.
Damn.
I know, right? I know.
But just think about it, though. If you go ahead and
I mean, if I could, then the weekend would be, you know, because... You know, it's always, it's 24 hours in a day.
I'll be in Napa in another week. So.
Girl, shut up. Girl, shut up. I need to start soliciting for a babysitter, for real.
I'm for real, for work, I will be, for real. And I probably have to spend the night
in
a hotel room.
Yes,
I'll be with you. I'll be wherever you are. Holler at your girl. And I'm come see you.
Yes, we are. We will be there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just invited myself, huh?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all mad? Y'all mad because we invited I invited myself.
No.
What do you mean?
I told you, I got the camera.
No, ain't nobody mad at that one.
And I ain't editing shit. Everything goes.
It's like wall foot.
Whatever happened, just fucking happened.
Wait a minute, we got Sunshine on the line. Sunshine, what's up, baby?
Nothing.
Uh-oh, I'm walking on Sunshine. What's good, baby?
Nothing. I was in the grocery store listening to y'all, and people looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm mad and walking through the store.
So what's your favorite topic, Sunshine?
For what?
In an intimate situation, what's your favorite topping? Like fruit and chocolate and caramel.
Strawberry Cool Whip.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Sunshine, you know we at Sin City. We're gonna put this little thing together. You want to join in?
Did she cuss you out last week about this? Let it go,
I'm just saying.
If I put a thing together with a whole bunch of dudes, would you join in? I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, y'all two go through this every week.
I mean, seriously.
Every week is y'all two. Y'all just play nice, okay?
I do be playing nice.
I think it turns him on to get her mad.
Think so.
Mm-hmm. His dick getting hard right now.
Could be. So, Sunshine, you told him you wouldn't join in?
I just told you. If you would join
in
with me, I said if you would join in with me and about the niggas, yep, I sure will.
I got no problem with that.
You's a damn lie.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm down.
Not one of them rub on you. You're going to be like, what the fuck? Dude, I don't do that shit. I don't get down like that. What the fuck? Man, Sunshine, what the fuck you done did? What you got me into? Just say it, stay away from your ass. So, I mean...
Hey, I miss that shit.
I mean, in the moment, one of them might slip you a Mickey and
Exactly.
Right on in there.
Yeah.
You
be drunk.
You got me fucked up.
Oh,
thumbs up.
Passed out. Because I know I'll take advantage of you.
Turn that down. Exactly.
Don't pass out around me, I'm going to tell you right now.
That's fucked up.
Look, I seen this dude. He went out with some dudes he worked with and got fucked up and passed out, and they took pictures of him with the other dude's nuts in his mouth. So,
oh.
Wow.
He whooped ass, though, the next day, right?
I doubt it.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what did he see the pictures?
I don't know. But he might have, I mean, you know.
He might have had his dick in his mouth first.
Well, he did that too, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, sometimes y'all men get turned out by the very things that y'all argue about. I don't do that shit. I ain't going to.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
no,
like
I'm sorry. I had technical difficulties with my phone.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. No, this, I did what I meant. I know my man said he wasn't finna go do no damn. He not finna do no nothing with no other man like that, right?
No, he didn't say that.
She said, dude went out with a couple of his homies from work, passed out, and they took pictures of one of the dudes with his nuts in his mouth.
Oh no!
Mm-hmm.
Did he kill him?
No, since he probably had the dick in his mouth first.
Yeah, he did. It was pictures on the internet. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I didn't know them personally. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I know some cross-dressing men.
Mm.
Yeah, because y'all saying what y'all won't allow women to do, but there are times when y'all going to get passed out, drunk, you know, stuff like that.
Mm.
How do y'all know what y'all women did to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I know I did some shit.
Because mm-hmm.
I was taking advantage of your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I know it's not to fall asleep.
I mean, as a man, it ain't never occurred to y'all that if y'all woman tell y'all don't put the finger in the ass, don't try to fuck in the ass, and y'all say y'all accidentally slipped up, but then you fuck
mm-hmm.
up.
Yes, that shit
put
pisses me
in
off.
Your ass. No,
and then you
have to
move. I hope you're strong enough to, I hope you're stronger than me, because I'm going to break your goddamn hand.
What if you pass out? What if you're drunk, you get drunk and you pass out?
Hey, you better hope I feel no pain tomorrow morning.
No, you don't feel no pain.
Because if my ass hurting tomorrow morning, I'm going to be looking at you like, you dirty, rotten son of a bitch.
I mean, that's about all you can do. It just
it's be
like,
mad.
Don't tell nobody. Right. And say, don't tell nobody. That's about it.
Right.
I got a kid, because I'm telling you, when I wake up and I feel that pain.
You son of a bitch.
Stop. Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you guys, when you hear me say that, you know what's going to come next.
What's going to come next? Why you do me
like
that, baby? Why you do me like that?
Y'all ain't gonna feel nothing, but y'all gonna know because we gonna be walking around there smiling.
Because we
know something you don't know.
Right.
Now, my heart is hell, like, hey, baby, you want something to eat? Let me go cook you dinner.
Right.
Because you want to spend a damn hour at work. Now, I'm like, come on,
yeah,
come and, cook and, you and, dinner.
And here I have put my callers on a pedestal. Oh, my callers, they love y'all ain't shit.
What the fuck, Albert? That's just like your ass said. If you found pictures of us, you wouldn't tell none of us, so shit.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did tell us that.
Ooh, I must have didn't hear that. When you for real? You would do it.
If he found naked pictures of videos of us, he said he went taller.
Wow.
Didn't.
Wow.
I would tell you I got him. I would tell you I got him.
After you done
passed
the door.
That's what I said.
Okay, you'll tell us you got him, but you wouldn't.
But I tell you I got him.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, as long as you show me, man, we good.
All right. Now, if you want them back, I'm going to have to ask you this question.
What's up, Ma? What? Is we fucking or what?
Oh, I almost said something. Yeah.
What, you want your pictures back?
I mean, I asked you that already.
What were you going to say? Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't got no pictures of you, baby. I guess she was about to tell me she was gonna give me some if I give her if I had a picture. You was about to say that, right?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Let me find me some.
Okay.
Hey, dog. You know, next week if I be like I'm walking on sunshine, oh, and it feels good.
Hey, just like Harlem Nights, stole my pussy in the end of time of sunshine. That's where I got the name from, put a smile on your face every damn time.
I know. Now, hold on. Who you talking slick to, girl?
Hold on,
talk slick to me.
I ain't talking slick. I'm telling you what I know.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I know, because I'm going to tell you like this. I said it yesterday, and I say it again.
So I put out my dick. It was so shiny, it looked like it was painted. The hoe took one look and damn near fainted. I stuck it in the bitch, and the bitch began to shout.
Hello.
Said, oh, Mr. Dolomite, take that motherfucker out. Will you?
Yeah, they don't call me Young Dolomite for nothing.
And you think I'm a run from the dick? Are you serious?
I'm like, no dick.
I'm just giving you a fair warning.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
I'm just giving you a fair warning, baby. That's all.
If you get it dark, and I bring the sunshine.
Hey. Oh well. Challenge. Sound like a challenge. I'm gonna tell you, sunshine.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Oh, baby, I don't want you to be scared. I want you to enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I will, because I'm going to let you know.
I with pussy.
Then we shall see.
Right.
Hey. Now, don't get upset with me, because you know I do have a heart, and after I whip the pussy, I'm gonna have to sit back on the, I'm gonna sit at the edge of the bed, and I'm gonna have to tell you.
Oh, little tank that a bitch.
I have to do you like that, girl.
Well, I'm gonna tell you now. You come stomping with the steel toes on, I'm gonna make your toes curl in them steel toes and make you fold up in the fetal position to be ready to suck your damn thumb.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying.
I know she don't like extra people in the room, but I want to see that one.
I've done it before.
I want to see
like
that.
Sound like a challenge. I'm always up for a good challenge.
I would love to see that.
If I don't
tell you,
I'd
love to see it too.
You say you're gonna make his toes curl and
steal toes. If I don't tell you down first. Oh yes. Yes.
Damn. You got some pretty impressive powers if you can make my toes curl up in the steel toe boots.
Call me Superwoman then.
Those are that's a hell of a skill to possess.
that shit. I mean,
they don't call us sunshine for nothing.
Hey, I'm like Pinky right now. Man, I'm scared of the motherfucker, but I'm going to hold my own.
Yeah, you're going to be holding all right, all night.
Hey, you know what? Keep it going. Good God, right now. Like I say, I should speak God of the words.
Yes, it do.
You said what?
We didn't go. I see we're going to have to get us a super bout going. Of course, we're gonna make Butter and Janine. They the main event, but me and you gonna be the undercard.
Look, I'm glad you like this. I just turned 37. My sex drive has gotten even higher.
And
I'm divorced, but I was married before, and my husband told me that there's a place for people like me because I have a problem. I have a very high sex drive.
I was told that too.
Well, thanks, Robert.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. You know, I mean, us here at Sin City,
we like to have fun. We like to make jokes, fool around, things of that nature, and have a good time.
And so that bring it on.
No, it ain't no joking.
That's
you know what?
Serious talk.
Oh, yeah, because when it's all said and done, what she going to do is...
Know your role and shut your mouth.
No, that's what you're going to do.
Right.
You're going to have this look on your face like, God damn. Mm.
Did she just do this to me?
And once again...
And you will respect my authority.
Yeah, okay. You know you'll be calling who? You'll be calling me mama. But then you'll be calling me mama.
I'm going to be calling you. Yeah, okay, I'm going to tell you.
Man, that ain't shit.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now hold on. Now, we done ran over time. I'm like, so, Shani, you got a date. You got a challenge. Check this out.
I ain't never right, started. I might not be in the G now, but I'm from the G.
I know somebody that went from, you know, when you leave the G, you kind of lose your hood points.
You leave the G, you kind of lose your hood points.
The hardest people from the G come back and they like Claire Huxtable.
I'm
in the G, so I don't keep my G mentality. I don't know about y'all, but I didn't kept my G mentality. You know y'all get soft when y'all leave the G. I'm just saying, a lot of people get soft when they leave the G.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what. When you leave the hotel, you gonna be soft. How about that?
Right.
Look, yeah, I laid a challenge down. The challenge is laid.
Okay.
Now, I accept.
The challenge is laid. I
want to see it.
I accept.
Anybody else want to accept?
I mean, hey, me and Janine done already told you what's good.
Yeah. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
And after I said, this is gonna be beautiful. I'm gonna be like that Dolomite movie for real. And after I lay over all y'all, and after I stand over all y'all, rather, I'm gonna look all down at y'all and say,
"You got knocked the fuck out, man."
Baby, when I'm done with you ain't gonna be able to stand, but it's cool. I'll let you keep your manhood on the show.
Okay, Janine, any last words before we get up out of here, buddy?
Nice show. I really enjoyed myself tonight.
Okay. What, Sunshine, yeah, you got something you want to say?
Hey, I accept the time.
Oh, okay.
That's all
okay.
I can say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Damn, is Sean still here? Sean, you still here, baby?
Hello.
Here she go again. And here we go.
I was trying to do my homework.
Any last words, baby? Any last words?
I was trying to debate, like, which couple I was going to join, but I think I want to join Janine and Butter so they can show me some stuff.
All right, baby.
Hey.
That's fine.
Ain't mad at you. Butter, I don't know where your candy went, but hey, any last words?
Oh, next time candy will be ready. Don't worry about it. I'll make sure of that one. But I enjoyed myself tonight. And I ain't gonna put my panties on yet. I'm just, you know, I got some things to take care of.
I'm good to me. Dog, any last words, man?
Man, good show. Y'all was wild tonight.
He's speechless.
Man, I'm like, damn.
He's speechless. Exactly.
Hey, y'all, yeah. True enough, I am.
Wow.
Well, look here,
you got challenges going on and people making your toes curl up in steel toe boots. I got the, like I say, I got the camera. I got plenty of tape. Fuck it. Let's just do it.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, with all this wildness going on, let's see some of that wildness on SinCity.Spruce.com. Y'all got the pictures, y'all got whatever. Send that shit on through, baby. Y'all get up. Get down with your boys. Get down with your boys. But, hey, check this out. We should get up out of here, but I'm going to take y'all back to this old school. All right? Can I play this old school Rick James for y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Check it out, y'all. Rick James. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Bye.